when we used to use those hay stackers for loose hay, of course you raked it in and the whole rake's full, mm-hmm. half a ton or more to whack, mm-hmm. you know, to throw up on. Mm-hmm. And of course those old machines, we first used horse-drawn ones, and later we went into tractor-mounted bull rakes. And if they've ever got any other title anywhere, I don't know what it is, the old bull rake. We had the sulky and the bull rake. I don't know, somebody may have called them the sweep rake. I don't know.
What did you call the shelter for your hogs and pigs, or did they have one?
Just a hog house.
And where did you keep your horses? Did you have a place for them around the barn?
Yeah, back when we kept horses in the barn, they had stalls.
And did you have a place where you brought your cows to milk them?
Well, of course, I never did work on a dairy, and we just always had one little shed out somewhere to itself that we could do use for the milking.
Did you have any special shelter for your cows other than the barn?
No.
What did you call a place around the barn where you kept your cows or where you could enclose them?
Oh, you had your various lots. I think maybe some of them call them corrals, and depend on how they're fixed, but most of them, you know, it's just a big lot or the hog lot or the west lot or something like that.
What did you call the main one right around the barn?
Well, of course, years ago we always called it the horse lot. Because mm-hmm. naturally everything was centered around horses and mules. Mm-hmm. And even today, we call this out here the horse lot. Mm-hmm. We don't keep a horse in it once a week, but...
That's the main yard around there where mm-hmm. you feed the horses and feed your, put your cows in there, maybe they eat there too.
Yeah.
Chickens.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What kind of fences did you have here in the early days?
Oh, I can remember a few rail fences, but I don't remember ever having seen one in my day under construction. Mm-hmm. They were just, you know, the old-time rail fences and rock fences. But, you know, they were, to me, they were something that was ahead of my time and were on a being, they were deteriorating going down. We just used wire.
What kind of wire?
Oh, mostly barbed wire.
What did you attach this to?
Just native post.
Uh-huh. And what did you use to attach it?
Staples. A lot of people call them steeples.
Uh-huh. And, did I ask you yesterday how you put your posts in the ground?
Oh, dig a hole. Now, there's a few posts that are driven in the ground in this country, but very few. Everybody most digs a hole and puts them in. Uh-huh.
And then, if he drives them, what does he drive them with?
Well, various types of drivers. Of course, now the steel post, I imagine you can buy any kind of a mechanical device, but what we used here, just a post driver that we made out of a 3-inch pipe. Very effective. Uh-huh. Now, the old wooden post I used to drive with, I can remember them talking about they used them. Post mall, more or less kind of a sledgehammer, except it was a wooden affair. I don't know that I ever used one.
Mm-hmm. This was mall, sort of like a hammer?
Yeah, you know, the handle on it, and just like a sledgehammer, except it